with you there, Mike. G3XGW, just check I got it. G3MHX, that's right, just write you down, Mike. Yes, very good. copying everybody this morning. I was struggling a bit with Dira, so I will put Dira first on the list. But anyway, just to kick this off, this is the VMARS Saturday morning AMNet, Vintage Military Amateur Radio Society AMNet, which happens every Saturday at about this time. And this station is G3XGW, the name is Keith, QTH, just south of Evesham in Worcestershire, where it's a bit overcast this morning, and only about 15 degrees. Actually, I suppose that's not too bad, is it, 15 degrees? But it's not looking particularly enticing outside, looking out of the window. Anyway, let me quickly run down a list of stations I've got on my bit of paper so far, most of whom, I guess, will be in the net. So, yourself, Paul, M1PVC, not Ray, I think Ray's gone. G4GEN, Alan. G0TBI was on briefly, not sure whether he's coming back. F-G1RAF, well, I'll put you on the first slot there, Durf, if you're able to put out a signal from Normandy. NW0XHO, G4EJM, PA3BOH, G3YJO, 2E0IBN, and 73 to you. Sorry you can't stay, but you're 5 and 8 here. G0GNE, GB0YAM, and G3MHX. So any other stations wishing to join the VMARS net this morning, please go ahead.
B6AVI, Golf 6, Alpha Victor India.
G7VRT.
G4JSX, George 4, Japan, Sugar X-ray.
Okay, got a good tranche there. So we've got G3TSK, G6AVI, G7VRT, I think it was, Victor Romeo Tango. I might have got that wrong. We got this right. G8URE, isn't it? G8URE, Jonathan, and G4JSX. So any other stations?
M6LSL.
Okay, M6MSL copied. Any more?
M6LSL case. I think you misheard my signal.
Yeah, fine. M6LSL. I think I've got that right now. Any more stations? Okay, fine, Martin. Yeah, we should just slot you in by then, I should think, fairly easily. Right, well, we'll kick it off. Let's have another tune-up. We've all had one already, but why not have another one? So if you want to tune up for 30 seconds or so, I'll just leave a blank carry running now. Fine, so if anybody does wish to tune up during the net, I would ask if you would be so kind as to move off frequency by 10k or so, and to avoid causing interference to stations that are transmitting. Right, okay, so let's make a start, I think, and the first station I'm going to call in is F-G1RAF, DERF, on Gold Beach, Normandy, I believe, if you're there, DERF. Would you like to go ahead? G3XGW and the VMARS net by for you.
G3XGW and the VMARS net. This is F-G1RAF.
Very good morning to everybody. I'm stood now on the seawall, seeing that the tide came in very rapidly and I had to move the aerial back two times. And the water is now getting towards the base of the fiberglass mast. And I'm now fortunately standing on the seawall, so I should be able to operate throughout the net now without having to move any further. Name here is Dirk, Delta Echo Romeo Foxtrot. And I'm using a Raycal Syncal 30 with about 4 watts of carrier into a droopy dipole. The droopy dipole is firing north-south. Centre is at about 7 metres, and the ends are held currently on the seawall with Tesco's carrier bags, which are doing a sterling job, filled up with wet sand to hold the ends of the aerials out there. Weather here is light, it's dry, no rain yet, light thin cloud, so it's not too hot. The breeze has dropped, it's less than 5 knots now. And I'm stood at the eastern end of Mulberry Bay Harbour that was built and was apparently working 24 hours offloading troops and equipment 24 hours after the landing started. What's left here today is the very large concrete blocks that were floated out here. They're hollow, they were floated out and then sunk to create an artificial seawall. And I'm stood at the eastern end of that artificial seawall. Now there's many holes in it, and local fishermen are out there with their barks, with their boats parked between the concrete blocks. Obviously, one of the better fishing spots. So back to control. X didn't get it. I think it's G3 XGW and the VMAR's net. This is F/G1 RAF portable from Gold Beach.
Yes, okay, F/G1 RAF portable on Gold Beach or on the seawall anyway. G3 XGW returning. Yeah, not too easy, I'm afraid. I got a maybe about readability 3 to 4, but you did come up to about a strength 5 at one point on the meter here. But okay, on the Syncal 30, and I didn't quite get the comment about the Tesco's carrier bags, but they certainly came into the station somewhere, so I'm not sure what function they're serving. But you did make it through, so very good indeed, and lovely to hear you. And nice to know that the wartime defences are still being used for something, with the concrete blocks out in the harbour there. Okay, very good. And hopefully some of the other stations might have copied you better. Over to you now then, Paul. M1PVC, G3XGW.
G3XGW, VMAR's net control, M1PVC, joining that. Thank you, Keith. Good signal. You're about 10 over 9 peaking with QSB. There's QSB now on most signals, apart from Alan. Wouldn't notice it with Alan. The next station on the list. But anyway, for the sake of people don't know me and to bore others, the name, as you've gathered, is Paul. Located on the Ashdown Forest, near the small village of Hartfield, 35 miles due south of London. I'm running today a Bendix TA-12C, producing 60 watts carrier into a 160-foot doublet, tuned with a Palstar ATU. The microphone is a aesthetic D-104 Silver Eagle. The modulator power supply is homebrew, and I'm cheating. I'm listening on a modern Perseus SDR receiver, but that allows me to give people accurate reports, so there is some sense in it, and it has excellent filtering ability. Weather here, well, coming on to rain now, grey day, rain set in for the day. I was going to go to a motorcycle jumble, but it's an outside affair at Kempton Park. The forecast was dire, so I decided to save myself some money, both on entrance fee, fuel and getting there, and anything I might buy, and I'm saving it all up for the Luton rally tomorrow, where hopefully the forecast is a little better. Anyway, reasonably large net, and blissfully aware that Martin has to get away, so keep things running smoothly. Back to you, Keith. Report for Dearth. Dearth, you were peaking 5.8 with me. Lost a bit of your over in the QSB, though. Conditions gone down somewhat since the pre-net. Back to you, Keith. G3 XGW M1 PVC.
Yes, okay, Paul, fine. Lovely signal from you, from the Bendix. You were peaking 5 or 10 over 9, something like that. So, no problem whatsoever. Okay, over to Alan, G4GEN, G3 XGW on the VMARS net.
All right, then, G4GN. Well, we're keeping it down in Sussex, aren't we? Anyway, there we are. I'm sorry to say... Anyway, good morning, everyone. The name here is Alan, QDH in Nutley in the Ashdown Forest. I'm just the other side of the hill from Paul. He's much more sheltered than I am. Because we're 600 feet up here. Anyway, this is a wireless set number 53, and receiving on an AR88. The aerial is an inverted L. Well, it's an L on its side, 40 feet vertical and 99 feet horizontal. And it is basically came off a ship at New Haven, and when I knew somebody was doing a new a radio installation on the ship, and he gave me the old aerial, and it's jolly good. It's very difficult to work with because the wires are near as thick as your little finger. Still, here we are, and it's matched by a Harris RF601 autocoupler, which using in conjunction with the RF625 long wire adapter, which is nothing more than 150 puff vacuum capacitor in a fancy case, costing the earth. The weather here, it doesn't seem to be raining where I am. It may be over the other side of the hill for Paul, but I can't see anything on the window pane. And I'm a little optimistic that it may not be too bad. I tend to look at the aviation chart, it doesn't look, it could be heavy. Of course, there's always a chance of showers, but I'm just keeping my fingers crossed because on the training area they got one of these sort of endurance races on, and these extremely tough people are going to be going, doing all sorts of dreadful things like climbing up climbing walls and swimming across the lake and goodness knows what. And so I hope it doesn't rain for them and make it even worse. I haven't got anything to say except that I've been very interested in what Paul's doing with my old induction coil. It was a replica of an old-fashioned sort of Rumkopf coil, which I bought in a rally many, many years ago. And it was working on mains with a mains interrupter, which I thought was highly dangerous. And I amused my grandchildren with it, and then I put it away because I didn't like it. Eventually, I converted it back to the sort of replica interrupter that he put on it, but it didn't work very well. But Paul's got it going nicely now. Anyway, there we are. So back to you, Keith. G3XDW, G4GEN. Over.
Yeah, fine, Alan. Lovely signal from you. 15 over 9, perhaps a bit more. So we're certainly getting out a much better signal these days. Nice to hear the 53 still going. Very good. Okay, I'm not sure if Stuart's going to be there. G0TBR, are you there, Stuart? G3XGW.
Yeah, PA338 through the break, please.
Yes, I'm here, Keith, and I heard another caller there. Do you want to check who that caller was, Keith?
Yeah, it was Trevor. Do you want to you call for a break? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to go QRT now, so I thought I'd just break in and announce that. Yeah, conditions not too bad for a long-distance station, high power station, so not coming in very well. Ken was coming in very well, Paul and Alan and so on. So not too bad today for this distance. But anyway, I have to go QRT now. Wish you all best, 73s, and hope to be on maybe tomorrow. PA3DH, G3XGW, TNT.
Yes, okay, Trevor. Well, that was a nice quick over. So you're you've managed to get into the net anyway. Very good. I think you're on the AD470. So you're 5 and 9 here. Release signal. Up to Stuart. So G0TBI, G3XGW.
G3XGW, G0TBI. And, signals up and down with QSB. You're 5 and 9, please. Hardly any QSB on your transmission. Adef, Foxtrot, stroke Golf 1, Royal Air Force, stroke portable at Normandy on Gold Beach. You are 3x3, Dirk, 3x3 and OK on the carrier bags, indicating the end of the dipole elements. Paul M1 PVC, 5 and 7 to 8 with QSB. Alan G4GN, 5 and 8 with QSB. And the only other station I heard, just as I switched on here in the shack on the VRC 322, was Golf Bravo Zero Yankee Alpha Mike, but not long enough to give him a report, but coming through quite nicely. I don't have too long today. I've probably got to disappear by about 9:10, as I've unfortunately got to go to work today, but it pays the bills, so I look forward to seeing some of you at the Dunstable Downs radio rally tomorrow. So back over to you, Keith. Nice to see you, by the way, last Sunday at the NVCF, and there were quite a few VMARS members there, and that reminds me, I need to get my report done for the newsletter. Dear, oh dear, I did start it, but I haven't had a moment this week to finish it off. Right, G3XDW, G0TBI in the VMARS group.
Yes, okay, Stuart, fine. G0TBI, G3XGW. Yeah, 10 over 9. I can hear the fans screaming away on the 322 there, so a nice signal. And, okay, I'm getting the report done. Yeah, it was good to do the NVCF, always is. Alright, I'm going to give John a little bit longer to finish his last minute soldering. I'm going to bring in Martin, G3YGO, because I know you have to go, Martin, if that's okay with everybody. G3YGO, G3XGW.
Yep, G3XGW, G3YGO. Thank you very much, Keith, for me to disappear. Then Mark and I getting out for breakfast with Wisley, as our work for the time, and need to try and get there just about 9-ish, so she's a little agitating to be on her way. Durf, you were 5 and 4, very nice signal, and all copied on the seawall there, and with all the details, so very nice to hear you on with your 4-1. Mikey GM 5 and 9, Alan 9 plus, Paul 9 plus, Trevor 5 and 8, Stuart 9 plus on 322, very nice signal. Les Strength 8, IBM, Ken as well. Ken, of course, your 9 plus, very nice signal. Mike, MHX, 5 and 7 on the call in. Coin, 5 and 5 on the call in. AVI and VRT, both strength 9, good signal. URE, John, I think it's Jonathan, 5 and 8. JSX 5 and 9, and M6 LSL 5 and 6, no problems at all. So, name is Martin, QTH is Normandy, but not from Gold Beach, but the small village just outside Guildford, and running a wireless set 6262Z with a 19Z amplifier running about 9 watts out and inverted V with the apex about a quarter way above the ground. So, that's about it here. I will keep listening and I'll sort of net, but be on our way. So, with that, back to you, Keith, and thanks for running the net this morning. G3XGW,
G3YJO. Okay, Martin, fine. G3YJO, G3XGW, yes, you're 5 and 9 with the 9 watts, so that amazing aerial of yours still doing an incredible job. And I shudder to think the sort of signal you're going to put in when you connect it to the 53 set. I shall have to get some attenuators in line, I think. Right, very good. Okay, next station I've got then, having taken a slight excursion there, is John, MW0XHO, who I've gathered has been frantically soldering away on the T1509. Over to you, John. You might still be in there with a soldering iron. Just take another listen. MW0XHO, G3XGW. Nothing heard at the moment. We'll come back to you later, John. G4EJM, Mike, would you like to go ahead? G3XGW.
Yep, okay, Keith. Good signal from you, 5.9 plus. Although I think conditions are pretty poor here for me. Anyway, it's Mike, just on the outskirts of Stoke-on-Trent in North Staffordshire, and where the weather's raining this morning, so not very nice at all. I'll not be on for the second round, Keith. I'll be listening for a while, but I have got to go to work. We're displaying our Sanyongs at a local show here, and a car show, you know, so I've got to go there pretty early. Okay, with all that, first thing I've got to say is that I've got a sad announcement, and that is that John, G1AVQ, is now silent key, sadly passed away just over a week ago, and some of you might remember John working with his, what he called his Mark 1 transmitter, which was a 1920s style transmitter running a couple of watts out with all authentic components, and it was built on a board on the wall about 5 feet high and about 4 feet wide, and all the components were screwed onto the board and connected with nice straight wires and everything, and big brass meters and things. A fantastic thing, really. So, unfortunately, he's gone now, John has. you might just repeat that, Keith, for anyone who perhaps can't hear me. Few reports. Paul, of course, S9 Plus, always with me, Paul, you are, and the TA-12 sounds fantastic. You've got the mod really good on that, Paul. It's really sharp communications quality. It's fabulous, really. You're a lovely signal now, Alan, G4GEN, and the thick wires moved around has done the trick. So, excellent. Durf, if you're copying me, I didn't get any modulation from you, but I was copying the carrier, very weak, and had you been using CW, we would have made it, Durf, just about. So, interesting that the single was getting, with that such low power, was getting this far. But I couldn't copy the modulation at all. But if we're in desperate on CW, it would have been okay. Let's hope John hasn't touched something hot in the T1509. So, you were a good signal, of course, John, before. That's nice for you, Stuart, and you're on your way, so... good signal from that transmitter. G3VTD, Ray, I'm not sure if Ray's still on, or if he's got, oh no, he went off to work, didn't he? He was an S8 with me anyway. Trevor, you dropped down to about a 2 on the last over, so conditions changing for me. Martin, about a 6, 7, maybe an 8 occasionally, Martin, from the 62 set in the amp. Les, on the 154, only about a 5 for you. Ken, YAM, was S9 plus, and I heard you, Robin, at S9. And I heard Mike, Colin, Bob, and G7VRT, and Martin, G4JSX, the other stations. I didn't write the reports down, but you're already a big signal with me, Martin. No question, that's... you were mentioning AR-88s earlier, Alan, and I wonder if anyone knows the difference between the Navy version, the grey, they were painted grey, and I wonder if there's any electrical differences between them at all, or if they're just the same as the black one, if anyone knows any differences at all. Okay, the arrow's a loop here, full wave horizontal, up and down all over the place, and higgledy-piggledy, some horizontal bits vertical, and it's not very high above the ground in places, so it's not the best of arrows at the moment, but it gets me out, doesn't it? Transmitter's a homebrew, TC22 transmitter, pair of TC22s running just over 100 watts out, from a solid-state modulator with a solid-state modulator, which is capacitively coupled to the anode circuit of the PA, which has a choke in it, so it's hygiene choke modulation, but capacitively coupled from the modulation transformer. Microphone's a condenser mic, and that's about it. Oh, I'm using RA17 receiver this morning. That's about it, Keith. G3XGW, Golf 4 Echo, Juni Mike.
Sure if that was your carrier continuing just beyond your modulation, Mike, or whether it was somebody else, but we'll have another listen in a moment. Fine, okay, Mike, G4EJN, G3XGW, and the VMARSnet. Yes, nice 10 over 9 from the TT20, I thought it was TT21s, but maybe 22s, not much difference, of course, apart from the heater voltage. And always a good signal from that. Possibly not as strong as I have heard you, and I might have detected a slight crackling going on, or it could just have been noise, a local noise, but I think you were concerned that it wasn't tuning up as normal, so you might want to take a little look at that. And yes, I had heard, sadly, about G1AVQ going silent key. That is very sad. I did speak to him on a couple of occasions, and I was aware of his 1920s transmitter, which is something I always said I was going to try and do one of these days. Whether I'll ever get round to it, I don't know, but it's always been an interest of mine to try running something with the old 2-volt valves. So very sad, and yes, what can you say, really? Anyway, I'm just going to give a quick announcement now about VMARS, if anybody's listening to this and wondering what's going on. This is the Saturday morning AM net of the Vintage and Military Amateur Radio Society. Vintage, VMARS, as it's colloquially known, is an organisation for the collection and restoration and operation of vintage and military radio equipment, not just radio equipment, some other military equipment as well, quite often gets restored by some of our members. The society has been running for a number of years now and has in excess of 400 members. Very knowledgeable group of people on anything to do with vintage amateur radio and vintage military equipment. I've put out a quarterly magazine called Signal, with some excellent technical articles, very high standard, and a monthly newsletter to keep the members informed as to what's going on. There's also a couple of email reflectors on the internet for members, one of which is for general news and technical discussion, and the other one is for buying and selling equipment or advertising that equipment is available. And, of course, there's a website at vmars.org.uk, and also a huge stash of archive documentation, which is freely available and continually being added to, and a very long list of links to some appropriate other websites and organisations. So that's VMARS, a very worthwhile organisation in my opinion. And just one thing I didn't say was what I was using here. That was the station is the Labgear LG300, running about 100 watts to a doublet, half-wave doublet on this frequency at about 25 feet, or at one end, the other end sloping down still to about 10 feet. So not ideal, but it seems to work. Okay, with that, we'll go on to the next station on the list, which I think I have as you, Robin. G0GNA, G3X, GW.
MW0, XHO.
MW0, XHO, good morning. And, yeah, good morning, everyone. I've been in Spain for the last week or so. A nice little town in northeastern Spain, but living hell for electrical interference from all kinds of weird stuff that seems to be around me, crackling, and every 10 cases or so up the band, there's a sort of monster. And I think it's all plasma tellies and stuff like that. It's never really good, except sometimes on a holiday when it all goes quiet. But managed a few conversations, says whatever, with Martin JSX and with Ian M01A, but not too many. Conditions up and down a lot these days on 20 metres, and yet they're very long. And you get a lot of people in Norway and places like this, we do quite a lot of long tours, but with the shorter ones, kind of not too successful. So that was the story there, and back home now on the 321, which is 40 watts. And but good copy today. Keep your 5 and 9 with me. Good 5 and 9. Slightly over every now and again. GDN, these 5 and 9, very strong signal here, and I noticed that on Pat Green, your 5 and 9 plus 20 or something. And that's pretty strong, isn't it? Paul, PBC, the usual 5 and 9, and up and down, above 5 and 9, back to 5 and 9 again. Never much fading on you. Martin, who has probably just gone now to breakfast, is only over the hill from me, he's 5 and 9. 20 RPM, 5 and 8. GB0YM, 10, you're 5 and 9, and then 5 and 5, fading. And Dirk, I could just hear you, you lost 3 and 2. If you said everything three times, I could have probably copied it all, but it's really a bit tough for me here in Elstead, in the county of Surrey. And where are we? I've lost myself completely. Stuart, yes, Stuart, you're 5 and 9, good strong signal from there. Mike EJM, 5 and 7, nice signal from there, and I just about heard Trevor BOH from Holland. But I know you're 5 and 9 on Hat Green. That's pretty much it for me. So, Andy, I know you'll be listening with bated breath. I can just about hear you. You're not that far away. M6 LSL, portable, I think. So with that, Keith, I pass it back to you from Golf Zero, Golf November Echo, Elstead in the county of Surrey, over.
Okay, Robin, any one thing missing? You haven't given us the barometric pressure.
Ah, I can do that. It's 1010. Yep, 1010, over.
Yes, I'll rely on that. So I set my barometer for the week. No, it's not joking, of course. Very good, Robin, lovely signal from you. Peaking 9, although the odd drop down into the noise and phase distortion, so maybe conditions are on the way out. Right, let's go back to John, who managed to survive his trip inside the T1509. MW0XHO, G3XGW.
MW0XHO returning. Well, thank you very much for fitting me in there, Keith. Lovely signal from you. And because I've been lying upside down under the extended top half of the T1509, I haven't made any notes yet with regard to the various reports, so I'll do that later. The problem I had was shorted coaxial feed to the grid of one of the 813s in the modulator, the final part of the modulator, which dropped all the bias off both valves and drew big HT current and blew the fuses. So that's where the trouble lay, and the coax looked like modern, or not say modern, but 50s or 60s PVC wire. But that was only the outer sleeve. The inner was rubber, and it let it short between the inner and the screen. So just been putting that in this morning, and the worst thing about the job was the molten solder dropping down my neck. There we are. So I'll pass it back to you, Keith, and make some reports when I come back on the second round. I'm going to go and put the kettle on. NW0XHO with a V Mars net, passing it back to XGW.
Oh, TBI, quick one, Keith.
Go ahead, Stuart.
I've got to clear now, Keith, but can we confirm that that was John's 1509 that he was on?
Yes, I believe it was, and he just finished repairing it, Stuart. A break.
Yeah, okay, excellent signal into South Staff. 25 to 30 over 9, but I've got to clear, guys. 73 all, and catch you all another time. G0 TBI now clear. Thanks for running the net, Keith.
Okay, Stuart. And fine for me, John. Well, I think you well deserve a cup of tea if you've been struggling. I shudder to think of being underneath the extended shelf of a T-1509. I hope it was chained to the wall. But well done on sorting out the problem anyway. Sounds like it was a bit of a challenge. Nice to see you up at the NVCF, of course, John, if only briefly. Right, next station on that list is Ken, GB0YAM, G3XGW.
Yeah, G3XGW, GB0YAM. Richard, yeah, very good morning then, Keith. Cracking day up here now, the sun's out, and just been joined by Wally, so I'm no longer on my own. Anyway, reports first. Everybody's been readability 5 apart from, I didn't copy anything at all from Dearth over on Gold Beach, unfortunately. And Robin dropped down in QHP. What else have we got to report on? Oh, the SOE I've got a write-up to do for the newsletter, but we were the first station to work across to the French SOE station last the other Monday.
You've noticed the problem, Ken, as you've gone off. Your modulation just slowly faded away into nothing. So, are you able to come back, G3XGW? Maybe not. Well, we'll try and call Ken in a little on the next round. But certainly the modulation was fading slowly and disappeared altogether. Hopefully you didn't have to switch off to... stop the smoke coming out. Right, we'll go on to G3MHX, Mike. If you'd like to go ahead, G3XGW with the VMARS net.
G3XGW, this is G, the net, this is G3MHX. Can you hear me okay? I don't know what's going to be about.
G3MHX, G3XTW, yes, mostly okay, Mike. There's some very severe phase distortion during part of your over. I switched to another receiver. But I think you said you were on 1154. But you peaked about a 7 at one point, then you were nice and in the clear. But first of all, you were severely phase distorted. The carrier almost disappeared completely. So maybe conditions are on the way down. Anyway, nice to hear you this morning. Next station I've got is G3TSK, Colin, G3XGW. G3TSK, I wonder if you're still there, Colin. G3XGW with the VMARS net. Nothing heard. Maybe he's had to go elsewhere. G6AVI, Bob. I wonder if you're copying. Okay, G3XGW.
G3XGW, G6AVI. Well, you really solid 5 and 9 defense. Most of the time, though, you're around about 3 and 8. Close USB, and this is starting to deteriorate here.
Thank you.
G6AVI, G3XGW, solid copy, came up to 5 over 9 at one point during the over, Bob. And, well, you should, I don't think you've got any problems with the modulator. It's, it was certainly kicking the meter upwards nicely. So, it sounds like it's working well. Yes, it was a good dig, wasn't it, the MVCF? I didn't come away with any massive bits of kit either, but I'm pleased to tell you that your 6Y6 tested out 100% on the meter, so one of these days I shall have a go at that circuit. And just one little comment for Alan, if you're still listening, Alan, at this National Vintage Communications Fair, which is held near Warwick, there was a German gentleman there selling, trying to sell an E52. I don't think he succeeded because he wanted £2,500 for it, so I thought that might interest you. Right, over to, I think it's G7 Victor Radio Tango, but apologies if I've got the call incorrect. G3XGW with the VMARS net.
G3XGW, G7VRT, Golf 7 Victor Romeo Tango. Yes, good morning all. Yeah, not normally on the net with this full sign. Come on, invested interest in Durf, over across the water there. Fellow club member at Horton. So all I can say is all the stations are sort of weak readable to good readable, except Durf. If you're listening, Durf, and you can hear this, yes, I can tell it's your voice down in the noise, but that's about it. At the end of the day, you're not even strong enough, I don't think, for a signal report. But there we are. Okay then, I won't hold it more. I'll make this my last, but I'll listen for a little while longer, just in case I get a glimpse of Durf, if he's still around. Okay, G3XGW, G7VRT.
Yeah, G7VRT, fine. Could you just give us the name and the what you're running there, Armin? Go ahead.
Yeah, name here is Malcolm. We're cheating a bit in view of the conditions. It's an EACU S28 ST1000 on AM. We've also have got another sinkhole, but in view of the conditions and trying to talk to Durf, I thought I'd use this with the extra filtering. The receiver seems to be a lot better, but still no joy, ever.
Yes, okay, Malcolm. Fine. Well, it sounds fine, actually. That's a series. The AM sounds very nice. The mod is dropping on speech peak, so you may have a little bit too much audio for the carrier kicking in the ALC. Just give me a break on the location, please.
Yes, it's near Aylesbury, Bucks, over.
Fine, excellent, Malcolm. Well, nice to hear you, and certainly nice that you could just hear Durif anyway. He was pretty difficult copy here, but I was getting him fairly well. Okay, and next station is Jonathan, G-H-U-R-E, down in Chichester, I think, these days. Over to you, G3XGW. Okay, Jonathan, G-A-U-R-E, with the VMARSnet G3XGW, yes. Just about solid copy. You came up to about a 5, not too strong. And the mod wasn't too deep, I don't think. Maybe you're using a headset. But a 320 was copyable pretty much throughout the over. So nice to hear you, and... yes, now at least I understand the purpose of the Tesco bags now, so thank you for that.